Breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local KSL-FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake, KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
1 o'clock in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Cleon Wall. We begin with breaking news right here on KSL News Radio. The attorney for Susan Powell's parents says they have learned there is an ongoing federal investigation into their daughter's disappearance. Ann Bremner says it involves what Powell's father-in-law knew about that disappearance. Powell's father also disagreed that West Valley police only had circumstantial evidence in this case. Stay tuned to KSL News Radio for the latest on this story. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon says the search and rescue in Moore continues to be the priority after a massive tornado hit the town.
Our first and foremost emergency and goal is to have rescue and recovery, to make sure that we've uncovered every piece of debris and gone through every building.
The initial death toll is down from this morning's estimate of 51 to 24, including 9 children. Once again, a Layton church is raising money for tornado victims, and the pastors will deliver the cash themselves. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour reports they have experience from tornadoes that ripped through Joplin, Missouri 2 years ago.
Pastor Chris Crowder says churches of all stripes each cared for one square block of destruction, gathering photos and other possessions in hopes the owners would pick them up. The Christian Life Center took them $40,000 in behalf of generous Utahns. Senior Pastor Mike Crowder says victims only need cash now to buy the basics and pay insurance premiums.
Mike Crowder says victims will get plenty of food and clothing was wasted because victims had nowhere to put it. You can give money at clclayton.org. Other national stories KSL is following. A woman convicted of killing her boyfriend says she can contribute to society if she is allowed to live. Jody Arias is trying to convince the same jury that convicted her that she should stay alive. Arias says she would like to start a literacy and recycling program in prison. Your money at this moment, the Dow Jones Industrials up 76 points to 15,412. The NASDAQ is up 10. S&P 500 up 6. Coming up on KSL News Radio, gorgeous weather today and the rest of the week. We'll check your KSL weather forecast next. KSL News Time 102.
At AAA Utah, we're proud to say that when it comes to home and auto coverage, we offer a different kind of insurance. Did you know AAA is a not-for-profit member organization that's been offering insurance for almost 100 years? That means we don't report to shareholders. Instead, we report to members like you. Our service goes beyond a call center or website. With local agents and offices across Utah, they're real people that make a real difference. Get a quick quote on home and auto insurance from AAA Utah today. Just for calling and getting a quote, you'll receive a free $10 gas card. To find a branch near you, call 801-742-1926. That's 801-742-1926 or visit AAA.com/Utah. Offer ends 5/30/2013 or while supplies last. One gift per household. Insurance and gift card provided by AAA Northern California, Nevada, and Utah Insurance Exchange. Please refer to your policy for full terms, conditions, and exclusions. Restrictions apply. Speak with a AAA agent for full details.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Food chain rather than trickle down. This is trickle up.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. Here's Charles Brand in the KSL Traffic Center.
And overall, Cleon, we're looking very good on Salt Lake freeways. No problems. I-15 in Utah and Davis County, and good speeds through the canyons, Weber, Parleys, and Provo Canyons. Lessen your financial stress. Sell your gold, silver, or diamonds at Utah Gold Buyers. Stop into any of the 8 Utah Gold Buyer locations. Get a free no-pressure quote in minutes. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
High of 76 today and then breezy and 84 tomorrow. We then drop back down to the mid-70s on Thursday and Friday. Right now it's 70 degrees in downtown Salt Lake at 105. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson are... The Browsers.
I just don't feel cool enough to use the word awesome sauce.
Oh, wait, that's Iversonian Law number 452.
The biggest stories breaking online, reaction in social media, new technology, and remarkable websites and videos about to go viral. Jay and Amy find the best of everything, online and in life. The Browsers on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
We have all been fascinated by the details coming out of the Susan Cox Powell story, and we have a technology angle that we want to share with you, including the ease of encryption and what that means to a criminal case. I also want to thank Alex Keery from the Nightside Project for being here today.
Hey, what's up, Amy?
Thanks for coming in. Jay's still
feeling under the weather. You guys are so serious today.
I know. It's kind of a serious day because of all this information that came out. But I tell you, I don't know if you heard the news conference yesterday as you were driving in. But I was so fascinated. And I don't know if out there you're like me. You're yelling questions at the radio that you want the reporters to ask.
What about when the reporter asked, was this the perfect crime? And you wanted to be like, what is this, a 48 hours? Like, it just seems so weird. I was in the parking garage coming in, mm-hmm. and I listened to the rest in the parking garage.
You had
because
to stay in your car.
It was that fascinating because, you know, they kind of walk through the timeline and things like that, and when it helps you to remember, it helped to remember all the crazy parts of this and the moving parts in all of this story. Now, when the West Valley City Police yesterday made their announcement about all that they were going to release the documents, and a lot of it was redacted, but, you know, some interesting angles that are coming out of this thing, and it just points to how many people that they were looking at, mm-hmm. and how many, 11 states that they traveled to make sure that they covered all their bases, and in the end, this thing it's as fleeting as it was at the beginning. I mean, we are as far into this investigation as we were basically in the first year because they're just, you have the two main suspects or persons of interest dead, committing suicide.
Yes, and really, we didn't realize how big of a part the brother Michael Powell played.
Yeah.
And the good thing about this job is, since I was yelling those questions at the radio, I get the chance the next morning when these people come into our studio. They were on the Doug Wright Show, the city manager and the deputy police chief, Phil Quinlan, from West Valley.
I saw you corner
So
those
I did.
Guys.
I cornered them in the hallway and I said, hey, I had a couple of questions from this news conference yesterday, specifically about the encryption. They talked about these emails that they had that went back and forth between Josh Powell and his brother, Michael Powell, who are those two main suspects. All these emails, and I just said, there was no way for you to figure out the encryption?
We used federal law enforcement. It would be inappropriate for me to specify what agency, but we did have assistance from what I would consider the highest levels in the federal government, federal law enforcement, and unfortunately, they weren't able to decrypt that information.
So that's usually like an NSA deal.
Yeah.
And that's pretty high up, obviously. And when you talk about what they've gone through, run it through your machine. That was the first thought I had, too. It was, you really couldn't undo all this? Because I've watched the documentaries of people cracking codes. Maybe I've just been fooled by Hollywood.
We're fooled by the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, and you think, well,
get Tom Hanks in here.
Isn't this supposed to be easier? Because we've got these codes that we're supposed to be breaking everything, especially from some 2-bit... guy out of West Valley who, frankly, has not really, it seemed like didn't think things through as it was. So when you talk about this encryption thing, I was interested to find out that there are some cases where, it's pretty much impossible in some of these instances to try to break these encryptions.
Exactly. So they had significant communication with each other. So that's what I kept asking them this morning. You would think that this is something you would not give up. You would keep trying to decrypt these emails. So what we did to find out the answer to your question, Alex, is we talked to a cryptographic engineer from Johns Hopkins University.
Not here in the newsroom?
No.
We don't employ one of those news specialists?
We should. Professor Matthew Green, and he said, yes, indeed, very sophisticated encryption is readily accessible.
The encryption we used was developed by governments. You could actually download tools right to your computer that let you use this very strong encryption. One of the most famous email tools is called PGP, which stands for Pretty Good Privacy. It's actually one of the strongest encryption programs that's out there.
So he said that it is readily available, and he also said that, like you said, Alex, it can be impossible. He said, unless you can find the key that the recipient needed to decrypt the message,
right,
that message is gone forever.
Even the National Security Agency has difficulty and can't decrypt some of these modern encryption systems.
Well, and, I mean, that's fascinating to think that we have this, you know... Again, I think I've been fooled. I've watched Good Will Hunting where there's a genius who can crack anything.
Yes.
You know, and I think that when you see something like this and you say, well, it's readily available. I can't tell you how many articles that I read today about how in terrorism, encrypted messages is now becoming such a problem for them to be able, because Pretty Darn Good,
the PGP, Good,
the PDG, you know, kind of software that you can just you can figure out between yourselves. And unless somebody has the key, they're not going to be able to decrypt it. And that's pretty scary to think about, that this 2-bit jerk could use this kind of encryption. And then on a higher scale, you've got the terrorist organizations that are going, yeah, we're doing this stuff too. Even from our caves, we can plug in this encryption stuff, and that's the way it is. So
exactly. And so I still couldn't believe it. And I just said, I had our producer ask this cryptographic engineer, is this legal? Because it seems that, and I know we'll get into this debate about privacy versus freedom, but should this be legal where people like terrorists or Josh Powell can really have access to this encryption software that no one, not even the highest levels of the federal government, can break? And he said... Professor Green said that in the 90s, there were laws proposed to make it difficult to use this type of software, but ultimately they decided the encryption software was just too important for one thing, the way we shop online.
When you go and you buy things off the web using your credit card, you need encryption to protect you.
So it all boils down to money.
Well, and we want that.
I want to buy a book at midnight from Amazon.
We like to see that HTTPS,
yes,
you know, on the top of our browser there, and that S meaning security or meaning secure, so that we can make those purchases. And yes, we are a money driven people, but I think that this is an interesting deal to think. And somebody already texted in, how can we be safe from a terrorist attack when something like this is there? You just hope that people make mistakes. And in this instance, between two guys, and you think about, you know, whatever conversations they were having, and a lot of stuff's redacted, Facebook conversations, stuff like that. And, you know, who knows what these messages were that were going back and forth. And they're still trying to figure these things out. And in the end, it wasn't going to be enough because the two persons of interest are gone.
But and my now, hope still is that, because I talked to Chief Quinlan about this, they will, of course, keep this information around. Maybe someday, because we know technology changes every single day, they'll invent a way to decrypt these messages.
You know, something that stood out, too, in yesterday's press conference was they focused so much on, we're not going to focus on these guys. The reason we're focusing on these guys is not because, oh, we were really close to the filing charges, things like that. It's because we want to find Susan.
Exactly.
And because these two guys are dead, we don't. Our purpose is to be able to bring closure to the family, and then to bring criminal charges after that to people who are responsible. But they want to be able to find Susan, and that, I mean, that's the thing that's what they're looking through these encrypted messages for. You know, not to find, oh, he said he's guilty, he said he did it. It's more about
finding
where the location of the body is. Because, I mean, do the math. I mean, I can say it because I'm not a news reporter, but do the math. Who did it? I mean, we've known from the beginning, and we can figure out who exactly was involved in this. It's Josh Powell. He's the mastermind. He ended up killing his wife. We don't know where she is. I mean, that's the end of it. And unfortunately, if it's it's not a case closed deal, but it's a closed active investigation, and it's a sad deal, especially when you can't end with anything good, and when you come back with this encryption news that it's really hard to break. doesn't get any better, or it doesn't get any worse than that.
No, and we saw just from this afternoon's news conference with the Coxes that, of course, they are not giving up hope and that there is an ongoing federal investigation, according to them at this press conference, talking where they're focusing on what knowledge the father, Stephen Powell, has. So I guess there is that angle that is not completely exhausted.
Amy, from Robot Hearts to printable pizza. I know you guys have talked about pasta and printing pasta before. It's no good. We've got so much that we want to do here. So stick around.
Plus, you know, they unveiled the new Xbox.
Oh yes, the One, is that what it is?
Yes, so we will give you details on that coming up next on The Browsers.
The Browsers.
MLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Why should you use American Financing? Not only do they offer the best service and turn time so you can start saving money in as fast as 8 days, but if you found out you could save hundreds of dollars a month, I'm sure you'd want to start right away. Most importantly, American Financing has salary-based loan officers, so they aren't going to try to get you into a program or situation that isn't right for you. Customer service is their number one goal. If you currently have an interest rate of 4.5% or higher, you should be refinancing while rates are at historic lows. Don't hesitate. Start the new year right and save money on your biggest expense. If you're upside down on one or both of your mortgages, American Financing offers several loan programs that can help those who owe more than their house is currently worth. In some cases, dropping your mortgage insurance significantly with no appraisal required. Act now while mortgage rates are still low. 801-485-3838. That's 801-485-3838 or online at AmericanFinancing.net.
So keep using your KSL preset for a 7-day forecast for updates on the holiday.
Highs in the mid-80s, could see an isolated thunderstorm or two this evening.
The 7-day forecast, every hour at 20 and 50. Mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Visit KSLNewsRadio.com today to win great prizes, like a Yellowstone getaway to Three Bear Lodge Resort, courtesy of the Montana Office of Tourism, or enter to win tickets to the Utah Shakespeare Festival, opening June 24th in Cedar City. Plus, find out more about the KSL Family Book Festival, featuring the Utah Foster Care Foundation's Chalk Art Festival, Saturday, June 15th at the Gateway. Log on today and win at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Real Salt Lake faces the Chicago Fire in the first of a four-game homestand at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, May 25th, presented by Budweiser. Kick is set at 7 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5. Don't miss the matchup as RSL tries to gain 3 points over this Eastern Conference foe. Visit RealSaltLake.com to get your tickets today.
Velasquez, Plata, Morales, and a goal! Javier Morales!
I will be the difference. Will you?
Attention! On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Scandinavian pioneer history and art. May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
To the browsers today. I'm Amy Iverson, normally with Jamie Farland, today with Alex Keery. That's right. And we introduce you to those hidden websites, remarkable stories, and information that makes your life better. And I don't know if you consider the Xbox One to be one of those things that would make your life better. I know a lot of people do. Microsoft debuted the Xbox One today. Now, you had the first Xbox, you said.
I had the original Xbox. I've played on Xbox 360 quite a bit. But yeah, I'm like, when the Xbox came out, my parents got it for me, and then they did the smart move. I was in college. They kept it at home. So they said, hey, my dad's all, got you the Xbox for Christmas. It's staying here. And so I could, like, come home during summers and Christmas and play the Xbox. But the Xbox One is a considerable upgrade.
What is it that you are excited about?
Well, it finally did the Blu-ray deal. So you can get past that whole, PS3 having the advantage of having a Blu-ray player. But, you know, for me, I'm not a huge gamer. I'm a sports guy. I do like Madden. I do college football. I'll play FIFA. Those are kind of my main things because first person shooters and the online interaction stuff is not as important to me as beating the easy mode on FIFA or on college football.
Do you love using the Kinect in your gaming?
I went over to the Microsoft store.
Yeah, that's fun.
And I played it over there. You know, they're kind of, I came out of the food court one time and the guys, and they're like, whole crew of Microsoft workers are dancing in the window, and I'm like, and I kind of stopped for a moment, mostly just the people watch them dancing, and the guy's all, come on in, give it a try. I was like, no, thanks, no. And he's like, come on. And I was like, all right. So I went in there, and I was blown away by how cool it was, because normally, you know, like the Wii Fit and things like mm-hmm. that seemed like it was a little bit too much, but I'm actually, this Xbox 360 One is going to be, is it 361?
It's just the One.
Well, so a lot of people were speculating there was going to be the Xbox Infinity and things like that. But,
well, and that is fun if you haven't been to the Microsoft store in City Creek, because they have all the gaming with Kinect set up and you can just play there in the store. I'll tell you a couple of things I know that are new about the Xbox One. Not the 361, as Alex likes to say.
The Xbox 360 One.
It just seems like they've made the Kinect, they say it is much faster, and the voice control is much more conversational.
It's got 8 gig of RAM.
So this with you. You can even just say Xbox on when you walk in the room, and it turns on. It has a wider field of view than the original Kinect. I guess people who had it in a smaller room, or if you're in a small apartment, it was tough because you had to be 6 feet away.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And now that's not an issue. It can even read your heartbeat if that plays into a game. It also, they're calling it time of flight technology. So they said it's basically like each pixel of the sensor turns it into a radar gun. It goes out. It has unprecedented responsiveness, even in a dark room. So, I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
I don't either.
I like the voice command thing. Just walking in and going, turn on Xbox.
Yeah, you feel like a mogul.
Bow down to me. Well, no, you know, that's something that Bill Gates has at his home.
Right.
And I mean, I remember watching this whole documentary on his crazy huge house that he has up there in Washington. And he has this technology where he can walk in and be like, play U2, and it would just start playing songs. Like, and I'm like, why can't we have that technology?
We can.
Well, what's the point of him having it and being at the head of things? If he started selling it, I saw that documentary like 5 years ago.
We can have it. We can't afford it.
Okay. Now I understand what it is. Amy, let me introduce you to something much more important. Because Xbox is not going to solve world hunger. But NASA possibly will. as they are putting forward a grant to fund a 3D food printer. And I know you guys talked about Google's noodle printer.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing, because now we're talking about pizza is going to be the first thing that comes out of this 3D printer.
And NASA wants this for their astronauts?
Well, yes. And that's what they say, is that in the future they want to be able to kind of just make food appear. You know, instead of having it stacked up in these, you would still have, I'm looking at the actual makeup of it here. Let me show you. Let me just kind of show you
right.
the setup.
Well, and if you don't understand 3D printing, it's like you have your inkjet cartridge, and what they would do is put
food stuffs
in there. So I've seen them print chocolate
that. You've seen.
And pizza would be a little more
now,
intricate.
Now, pizza's interesting because they say that it'll print the dough, and let's say it just goes kind of in that pattern. It starts printing the dough. It starts going through. Now, here's what the actual description. Now, NASA is not the marketing genius that you might think that like Domino's would be.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't care about making it sound real sexy
What's
or tasty. Well, it's just a pizza, but here's what they're like, at which point the dough is then interacted. The dough is interacted with water and oil and a tomato-based substance to be kind of the sauce.
How's it cook though?
It's cooked while printing. So
okay.
You have this, it's kind of a heated thing while it's printing.
I'm with this. It just needs to be faster.
Now, are you ready for the topping that goes with the, because it's not going to have cheese on it. They haven't figured out the cheese yet. The topping is a printed, how did they put it? A printed type or nondescript protein layer.
Oi.
Which is what you get with, that's
which
a pepperoni.
Which is like a hot dog.
Well, I was going to say pepperoni is nondescript.
That's true.
Protein. I mean, but you can't call it a nondescript protein layer. But you will get the nondescript protein layer printed on there, and you will be able to enjoy pizza for yourself.
I love this idea.
In space. No, I mean, look, the whole thing, and I know it sounds maybe grandiose or something, but they said that this is going to be a world hunger thing.
Yeah.
That from such because they say from smaller amounts of materials, these building blocks, they're able to replace these powder cartridges, and they can combine a wide range of food elements. So not
I
just
love these are all
the
things that will happen in the future. Right now, they're too expensive, just like everything else. But one day they'll be
See,
able to make
them
affordable.
Here's the problem: can you print gravy?
Yes. Of course.
Can you, Bob, really, though?
Yes.
So you have the mashed potatoes get printed on there, then the gravy starts.
Yep.
I just remember the dot matrix, your dot matrix gravy. My day's a little
we
bit
We have
different.
To bring up this text because Jay knows my philosophy on this, but maybe you don't. This is a texter saying, hey, browsers, we've been discussing at work whether or not it's okay for men to send emoticons via text or email to other men.
Mm.
Can you ask people if they feel strongly? I will tell you, no one should send emoticons. I'm anti-emoticon, whether you're a man, a woman, a text, an email. Just don't do it.
Now, I disagree with that. I like getting the emoticon from anybody. Guys sending it to guys, it's fine. It's a little weird when like someone sends that little. It's weird how they slowly pop up when they do like a maybe they do the like colon with the with the smiley face
mm-hmm.
parentheses
mm-hmm.
and then it turns upside down and it's like hello.
Creepy.
It's a little bit weird, but the emoticons are part of life. Look, Amy is guilty.
Do you use emoticons?
No, because it's too many steps. If I could just be like. Now there's a fun one on the iPhone. Did you know that there's a little
yes
the little dookie on
the
there
world
no the, yeah and so on there there's a little pile of dookie with a smiley face and when Siri reads it back to you it says
smiling pile of poo
no
yes it does and that's in your action it's on my iPhone. You thought that you're slumming it now at the Nightside Project, so I'm just letting you know.
Wow.
In terms of technology things. I know something that Amy doesn't, and that you can text somebody a smiling pile of poo.
I feel I've been missing something in my life that I did not know about your described dookie.
Now, but Amy, I will say, is one of those people in the office that says, hun, to people, hey, hun.
What?
Hey, hun. Hey, sweetie.
One Only of those. To you.
Now, you do that. But that is it. But you can't be against the emoticons and still, that's the emoticon at the end of a conversation.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's just a term of endearment for me.
Could you get that Diet Coke for me, hun?
Hey, I spent years in Texas. It's hard to let it go. You do it too, because you're a Texas boy. I get the sweetie cakes once in a while from
you.
Yeah,
you think that'd work here in this office? Sure.
All right, stay tuned to the browsers. We'll come back with your car tips of the day. And Alex is the expert, so it'll be perfect. Up next.
From practical to playful, Clearfield City is home to Lifetime Products, the largest manufacturer of residential basketball equipment, heavy-duty plastic tables and chairs, and outdoor sheds. Clearfield City, the city that literally has it made, is right here in our own backyard. From practical everyday products, Lifetime folding tables and chairs, gardening sheds and composters, to playful products, basketball standards, teeter-totters, swing sets to kayaks and paddle boards, Lifetime makes products to fit your lifestyle, no matter what you're into. Shooting hoops, organizing get-togethers, planting a vegetable garden, or kayaking down a river. Lifetime Products makes durable, lasting products. Impressive manufacturers, a first-class city. That's Clearfield City. Clean family living with neighborly neighborhoods, spacious parks, good schools, and a leading manufacturing hub. Good for job growth for our local community. Now you know why the slogan, "We've Got It Made," is true. It's not just about basketball standards, but a standard of living. It's a way of life. Clearfield City.
.30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Scott Seeger. KSL's top story this hour is a breaking news, a top national story from ABC News. Oklahoma authorities aren't sure just how many people are still missing in the aftermath of yesterday's deadly tornado, but they are vowing to account for every resident. Emergency crews are continuing to search what remains of the Oklahoma City suburb of Moore, but the governor says they're having trouble navigating some of the neighborhoods because the devastation is so complete and because there are no streets signs left standing. Once again, a Layton church is raising money for tornado victims, and the pastors will deliver the cash themselves. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour reports they have experience from tornadoes that ripped through Joplin, Missouri 2 years ago.
Pastor Chris Crowder says churches of all stripes each cared for one square block of destruction, gathering photos and other possessions in hopes the owners would pick them up. The Christian Life Center took them $40,000 in behalf of generous Utahns. Senior pastor Mike Crowder says victims only need cash now to buy the basics and pay insurance premiums.
Crowder says victims will get plenty of food and clothing can be wasted because the victims have nowhere to put it. You can give money at clclayton.org. The parents of missing West Valley City mom Susan Cox Powell are not giving up the case. An attorney for Chuck and Judy Cox say there is an active federal investigation dealing with what Susan's father-in-law, Steve Powell, might know about her disappearance. West Valley City Police concluded their investigation on Monday. A New York man was arrested today at JFK Airport after a loaded gun was found in his luggage. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
It's the second time in 4 days a passenger at JFK Airport has been spotted with a loaded gun in his carry-on. The passenger was flying to Hawaii when his .22 caliber handgun was confiscated. It follows a San Francisco-bound passenger on Saturday caught with a .40 caliber gun and two magazines, each loaded with three rounds of ammunition. Firearms are only allowed in checked baggage and only if they're properly declared.
Utah this year so far has seen 18 guns found in passengers' luggage. Your money at this moment, the Dow Jones Industrials up 66 points at this hour to 15,401. The NASDAQ is ahead 10. The S&P gaining 5. Getting warmer. We'll get you the latest from the KSL Weather Center next. KSL News Time, 132.
We're going to widen a 7-mile stretch from the Payson Interchange all the way down to the Spanish Fork River.
On KSL News Radio.
Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show featuring songs from the 40s and 50s. For just $40, you can enjoy 9 productions including symphony ballet, jazz, bluegrass, and musicals like Doo-Wop, Wed Riding Hood, 12 Dancing Princesses, and Oklahoma. Phone 864-264-2614 for a complete season schedule that includes additional free daytime concerts for the whole family. For more information, call 801-264-2614.
It's the biggest Memorial Day savings sale ever at Dave Smith Motors. This year's Memorial Day savings sale is so big, it's happening right now. We couldn't wait to share these savings with you. Choose from over 1,500 Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Cadillac, and top quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle is on sale and priced at a low, low, low price. You need to go to DaveSmith.com or call 800-635-8000.
In times of joy and moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives.
Do not go outdoors here in Ocean City right now.
When important moments happen, both big and small, we're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Right. When the president said, now we're just kind of mopping things up. Sir, are you kidding me?
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
And let's get an update of traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Here's Charles Moran.
Well, I was just going through the cameras in Salt Lake, Davis, and Utah counties. Don't see anything to slow you down on the freeways and the main secondaries. Surface streets doing just fine this afternoon. Mosey Cloud Backup by EMC. Protect your critical business files. Securely access them from any computer, smartphone, or tablet with Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. Learn more at Mosey.com. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the forecast, mostly sunny the rest of today. Should be in the mid-70s by this afternoon. Overnight low 50 and clear. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy. A high in the low 80s. Right now in Salt Lake, cloudy skies and 74 degrees. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Scott Seeger, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson are The Browsers.
I just hate when people use Wikipedia as a resource.
But it's the first thing that pops up on Google.
The biggest stories breaking online, reaction in social media, new technology, and remarkable websites and videos about to go viral. Jay and Amy find the best of everything, online and in life. The Browsers on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
I told you all this week at 1:30 we'd be given some car tips. This is out of men's health, so they're kind of geared toward men, but I say they go for all. And I have the perfect person sitting next to me. No, not Jay McFarland. Alex Keery from the Nightside Project.
Why do you say that I'm the perfect
because
car person?
Because anytime I'm looking for a car, which seems to be often, you seem to pipe in and you have insights that are helpful.
Did you notice that you didn't take any of my advice on the last car?
You did not tell me to steer away from that car.
Pun intended, by the way, I'm assuming. Steer away from the car. Yeah, I
had a sour experience with my
you
last
did.
Car.
You did. And I'm really proud of you because you've been shopping for this next vehicle.
Yes.
With like this. I've never seen
Consumer
somebody.
Consumer Reports, JD Power. She is Consumer Reviews.
She's printing off like all sorts of like yes. analytics and mm-hmm. things like that. And she came to me and said, I'm thinking about getting this type of car. And I kind of just spewed off because my brain remembers things. And
I was like,
oh, is it one of these? And she's like, yeah, how did you know? So. Yes, the homework is necessary, and if you would have listened to me, because I definitely snarled at your last choice.
Don't recall that.
I definitely snarled, but you were so set on it.
I
know
loved
this
it.
Is hard for you to.
I loved that car.
This is hard for you to know, but sometimes you're hard to steer away from things if you've decided on.
Stop it.
So she does this whole. I'm going to go this direction, and I was like, well, and then you did the whole. Whatever, it's a beautiful car.
It is.
How beautiful was it after transmission change
yeah.
and. Did you get a teal one too? It was like a terrible color.
No, it was
peach?
Gold.
Peach?
No. Weirdo. All right, now listen, I'm going to start by I have some scenarios for you to handle when you're driving. But I did call the Burt Brothers, my faves, because I wanted some tire
because
tips.
Because they do it better?
Well, you know, Wendell lives by me, so we have a little we're tight. So Jason Burt, who's manager of the Burt Brothers and Sugar House, says he had some tire tips for us. He said to get every penny out of your tires and gas mileage, you have to check your tire pressure every month and check the tread depth and the alignment a few times a year.
The only telltale sign that an alignment's going to give you is tire wear on either the inner edge or outer edge of the tire. The other thing that can cause an alignment to go out is if it pulls one way or the other.
So how do you check that tread depth? He said you look for a wear bar every 12 inches on the tire.
When you can see that wear bar and it's flush all the way across the tread, that's when your tires are wore out. The other trick could be the head of a penny. You stick a penny in there, and if any of his head is covered, then you're good. Otherwise, if it's level with the tip of his head, that you're down to 230 seconds, it's ready to go.
Now, he said that 230 seconds number because everything's measured by the 30 seconds on the and if you go to I look religiously on KSL.com for tires. I'm a used tire guy.
Yeah.
But I'm very strict about it because you don't necessarily know where they're coming from. I buy a lot of takeoffs because you usually can get like $100 off immediately of buying new tires. You can get like some takeoffs. Somebody didn't like this on their truck and they want to get big ones, you know, or something. You buy those out from underneath them. But you see a lot of people on those pictures put the penny on there. I would also suggest the rotation of the tire is really important because say you might even just have a tiny bit of uneven wear. I've got a 93 Camry. It's got 276,000 miles on it.
Whoa.
The tires and the oil and the brakes are pretty much the thing that I just have to take care of now on this thing. So I look and I make sure, and I have on the back right tire, I'm not going to do a whole alignment thing on this old of a car. But rotate those tires, and then you will definitely be in better shape instead of thinking, is that back tire about to blow because I'm down to the steel on that thing? It really does.
Well, and I loved when I finally had a car that checked the tire pressure for me and let me know when it was low because I didn't have my dad around to say, ooh, your back left tire looks
you can
low.
A lot of times if you're looking on KSL.com and there's like a KSL deal for like a tire rotation that's like free with an oil change or something like that, go after it because that's an added thing that'll sometimes cost a lot more money on top of your oil change or something.
All right, the last thing Jason told us is the tire pressure changes depending on the type of tire you have. So you have to double check that placard on the inside of the car door.
Which is just right inside the driver's door jamb, and it'll tell them front and rear pressure. Usually a rule of thumb on most your average vehicles is about 35 pounds of pressure, but you may be anywhere from 26 to 40.
Okay, thanks, Jason Bird, manager of that Burt Brothers in Sugar House. Now, the other things I wanted to tell you today, some tips, are for driving. Do you consider yourself a pretty expert driver, like if there's different weird conditions?
Well, I'm confident in the snow, but I had a heart-to-heart with my wife, actually, the other day, Amy. I'm glad you're bringing this up. I admitted to my wife that she's a better driver than I am.
Whoa.
We had a moment where I said...
I've never heard that before.
Well, you know, and I'm comfortable saying that because I don't think I don't know. I'm just not as sharp of a driver as some people.
Do you
people.
Think maybe you're a little distracted?
No, it's not even about the distraction thing. I just don't I don't pay attention to details as much, you know? So I might be like kind of weaving every once in a while. I'm just putting it out there. But in snow, I know what the limits are typically, and I know how slow I need to go, and I know that four-wheel drive is not an automatic I'm going to be okay. But
I am
comfortable in admitting my wife is a better driver than I am.
She'll
get in accidents? No. I typically don't get an accident. I haven't gotten it. I did hit that deer last year, but it wasn't my fault. It was a deer's
fault.
Now,
this is my first tip. How did you go about hitting that deer?
Head first, because I thought I just wanted to take it out and just, you know, put it out of its misery.
So you didn't try to swerve?
No, really, this is the
suggestion.
I've hit an elk before, too. I've totaled my car. I totaled my car in college hitting an elk down in southern Utah, 2 a.m. coming back from Arizona. And what I did learn was that the UHP officer on the scene that came and like was like, hey man, he goes, good job not swerving, because if you swerve, that's where a lot of our rollover accidents end up coming
from.
And insurance companies, maybe you total a car because you go off the road and you hit like a pole or something. They don't go, oh, so it was an animal thing. It's not about that. If you swerve off of the road, then you're in the wrong kind of. And now it was a smaller animal. I didn't swerve either because I had a barrier on this side and rock wall. I was up Provo Canyon.
Okay.
So I had rock wall on one side, barrier on this side. And I knew if I swerved, I could go right into a rock, you know?
Well, and they do say to hit it head on because you don't know which direction it's going to take off, you know? And it says if you have time, try to flash your headlights to try to scare them. And at the last possible second, you can steer just away from the animal's midsection so it doesn't hit right through your windshield. The other one having to do with tires is if you're about to drive on sand, say you're going into the desert, onto a beach, how do you drive on sand? Anything you need to do before? Yes, you need to drop your tire pressure.
Okay, yeah.
Down to 12 PSI. Mm-hmm. So that helps you kind of float on the sand. Now, if you do start to sink, they say, just keep the momentum going. You don't want to stop. You don't want to stop. But if you do get stuck, you got to reverse back out, do the thing you do when you get stuck. The other thing that was interesting is how to maneuver a tight corner. This is BMW's performance driving school instructor said, say these four words over and over. Slow in, fast out. So when you're taking a corner, you need to go slow as you go into
accelerating the apex.
Thank you, Alex Carey. Because the converse is fast in, maybe no out. All right? I'm going to have some more tips for you.
Somebody told me. Somebody just told me to hand over my man card because I admitted that my wife is a better driver than I am.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you saying that. Hey, we have the mashup coming up, and I know Alex is excited about some of his things, including this emoticon he just sent me that I will play through Siri over the air, and some cool new tech coming to the new Mercedes S-Class. It's going to make you want to wish you could afford one. That's all I have to say. But one of them includes something akin to a hot stone massage. That's right, in the new Mercedes. I'll tell you about it coming up.
The browsers.
Hey, Dad. Whoa, what is that?
Oh, hey, son. What do you think? It's my new bike.
It's great. But how did you afford it?
Your college fund. What else?
Dad, what were you thinking?
Well, your mom and I realized we never talked to you about the dangers of drinking alcohol underage.
But I don't drink alcohol.
Oh, sure, not yet. But your mom and I never set clear rules about no underage drinking. So it's probably just a matter of time.
Dad!
We really let you down, son. New research shows that alcohol can impair memory and learning capabilities in a teen's developing brain. So you're not going to need that college fund after all.
There's still time to set rules.
Well, son, I don't know. We really should have talked to you sooner.
Honey, the hot tub is here. What? I don't drink, and I want to go to college.
Well, I guess there is that 30-day return policy. But don't tell your mom. She tried on like 300 swimsuits.
Want to keep your kids alcohol-free? Visit parentsempowered.org.
This is my hot new car. This is me enjoying the open road. This is me smiling non-stop. This is me looking good. And this is my credit union. Thanks, Golden West, for making it all possible.
Right now, get a Golden West auto loan as low as 2.74% fixed or 2.49% variable. Apply today.
We'll take care of you.
I have the perfect place for you to celebrate Memorial Weekend, historic Ruby's Inn in Bryce Canyon. Take one of the scenic road trips and then top it off with a delightful stay at Ruby's Inn. Did you know Ruby's Inn is one of the best lodging and hospitality facilities in Bryce? Amazing activities and festivals, horseback riding, mountain biking, guided ATV tours, nightly cowboy cookouts, and much more. If you've never been to Bryce Canyon, you are really missing out. Begin your journey off I-15 into Parowan, taking Utah's newest national scenic byway, winding into one of my favorites, Patchwork Parkway 143, for beautiful summer colors found at Cedar Breaks National Monument in Panguitch. But wait, there's so much more. Make your way through Utah's All-American National Scenic Byway 12. You'll also encounter Bryce Canyon National Park's famous hoodoos. And when you're all done, rest up in one of many of Bryce's best lodging facilities like Ruby's Inn. To learn more about the Bryce Canyon area, visit rubysinn.com. That's rubysinn.com.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
Attention! On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, an accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day Early Bird Sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
At Dave's Bernina.
Do you like KSL? Then like KSL. Join the discussion on the KSL News Radio Facebook page. Be the first to know about breaking news. Share your opinion on current events and politics. Find out more about KSL events. Plus, win our exclusive weekly Facebook contests. This week, you can win front row tickets to see Real Salt Lake take on the San Jose Earthquake on June 1st. Enter today by visiting Facebook.com/KSL News Radio. That's Facebook.com/KSL News Radio.
If you missed the last Gerber Viper toilet sale at Whipple Service Champions, then pay attention. We just got a brand new truckload of Gerber Viper 1.6 gallon super flush toilets in, and they're on sale. These are the same elongated toilets we sold last year, now at even a better price. Retail price installed is regularly $599. We sold them last year for $399. Right now, we'll put a brand new Gerber Viper Power Flush elongated toilet in your home for $199 installed. And at the same time, save you money on your monthly water bill. We're going to sell these to you installed for $199, but just until they're gone. It's just that simple. So call Whipple Service Champions today at 801-444-FAST. That's 801-444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
Navigate modern life 60 seconds at a time. This part of life is the fun part. The Browser's Mashup.
All right, welcome to The Browser's on KSL News Radio. I'm Alex Keery, sitting in for Jay McFarland and, of course, Amy Iverson, right alongside, running the show, basically. Now, this is my first time on The Browser's, Amy.
Welcome.
Now, I've been on The Browser numerous times, but The Browser's is a special feeling that
That's
I have
right.
now. And it's been an interesting hour so far. And we've got the mashup here. And that means that do you want to go first or you want me
well,
to
Well, I can play this emoticon you
well,
just
I
sent
just,
me.
I sent Amy the emoticon because I don't know if she didn't believe me about Siri
I didn't,
or what.
And here we go.
Here it is. So
read text.
It's gonna be
you
great
have story. A message from Alex Carey.
What's it say, Siri?
Smiling pile of poo.
There you go.
Wow. So this is an emoticon I was not aware of. Hold
now
on.
You know.
Read again.
I don't get it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all right.
Well, anyway, it's a picture. So if you get the emoticons on your iPhone and you go through and you go on the smiley faces, there are hundreds and hundreds of faces, including a smiling pile of poo that you can send to one of your close friends, and they will get quite the kick out of it. Now, I wanted to bring something up. Do you want to go? You go first, Amy, because I've
all right.
This,
well, I thought this was very interesting. It's something that we've heard our whole lives, right? Practice makes perfect.
Right.
Practice makes perfect. Well, a new study actually shows that's really not enough. Really not enough. They went over all these studies of chess players and musicians, kind of looking at two parts of the spectrum, right? And what they found
nerds
that
and cool people
who reach an elite level of performance. Practice is not usually enough. It only accounted for about a third of the differences from like a good and a
well. Then what are you supposed
expert.
To do?
These are the other things that play in intelligence.
Okay, yeah.
Innate ability, natural ability, and at what age you start. So, sorry, Siri. So those are the other things that matter, and isn't that interesting? So, not that they're saying you shouldn't practice, but they're saying the silver lining to this would be if people are given some sort of accurate assessment of their abilities and the likelihood of achieving certain goals, then they may gravitate toward those areas where they will be expert.
Okay, so it's not even necessary. So what you're telling kids is to give up on their dreams if they don't have the talent. Is that what you're telling them?
If they're 15 and 4'5" and think they're going to be an NBA player, maybe.
It's probably not going to work out. Well, this one is for anybody. Look, I even think the ladies might be able to get involved in something like this. But an ad company in Kentucky has come up with a concept that is trying to get advertising into special places. And that is that they are actually hitting the untapped resource of giant beards. When I say giant beards, I mean like
just the guys on Duck Dynasty?
Well, not even that necessarily. I don't think it needs to go. I'm talking about like a hipster beard that's just like.
Like Jay's?
No. Jay's.
Yeah. It has to go past the chin, like long.
Right. It has to be a little bit longer.
And how?
They are paying these bearded men to put small advertisements in the beard because they know that the beard draws attention.
Like now, paper?
Yes. Cornet IMS's Whit Hiller told Business Insider, everybody loves beards. And A&W, I think it's a Yum brand now.
Yeah.
A&W has signed on as one of the first business partners. That $5, so men will be paid, men with big facial hair that qualify will be paid $5 a day to walk around with this mini ad in their beard. And people, but here's the thing, people will be kind of staring at it going, what is that? And it says, root beer float. Like, in the
that
middle of your
do
gross.
Just the opposite for me.
Because the beard is a little bit gross, right? Timing. And if it's food.
Right. You don't want food.
If it was like a, I don't know, what would
conditioner.
Be a perfect. Okay, some sort of a, yeah, or like a skin moisturizer, something like that. But $5 a day, if I had a beard, that would, look, if that paid for lunch every day, more power to me.
Wow. I'm not blaming the beardo. I'm the blaming beardo? The weirdo who thinks it's a good idea.
I think this is a great idea, yeah.
I told you about this new Mercedes S-Class. Now, they have had some cool things come out lately in Mercedes. Number one is all LEDs, even on the interior of their cars. They're the first auto manufacturer to do that. Now, this one, there's a couple cool things. But one of them, I mentioned, reclining seats that basically give you a hot stone massage. So I'm guessing there's heat.
Basically, or are there stones in there?
That's what it says in general.
Is there a small woman who will apply the rocks inside the seat?
Also, it's almost like a driverless car. It can park itself. It brakes to avoid hitting something automatically. It can figure out when you're tired through facial recognition and will tell you, hey, you might want to pull over. Also,
that is really, get out of my business, car.
You're choosing to get it, though. You look tired
and overweight. And you're like, what? I'm not pay for this.
And then this one that I love, a cup holder that can keep your drink hot or cold.
Well, that's been around a long time.
Has it?
Yeah.
Oh. I guess cooling. Not in the cars I buy.
it's just like the Urban Dictionary slang terms.
You're hey,
like,
stop it.
Wow, that's a new one. I've never heard that. Okay, next I want to bring this up, Amy. It is at Towson University, just outside of Baltimore, a student group is surprisingly not receiving the reception that they thought they would. The White Student Union at Towson University.
Where's Towson?
It's outside Baltimore.
Oh.
Again, like I said.
Sorry.
So now they saw that there was a Black student union, and they said, well, we're going to get the White student union going.
That doesn't work for some reason.
And it didn't, and they have all these protesters. Now, the school's allowing them to keep their club or whatever it is, but the part of being in the WSU, the White student union, is to be able to say that you have European ancestry. European ancestry. So it gets a little bit dicey because then
there
they have these.
There could be Black people who have some of that.
Why don't you come? Well, and I remember down at BYU they had the Black Student Union
as well.
And there were so many white kids in the Black Student
really?
Union. Oh, yeah. Well, part of it was the Black Student Union always had the best parties. They would throw these huge parties on campus at the beginning of every year. Look, you needed to be a part of that. But the White Student Union, not working out, people looking at it like it's a racist deal. I would say walk away from it.
Walk away. You
not
don't
allowed
need
to have stuff like
the
that.
WSU.
Yeah.
We have a texter saying, Amy, conditioner makes my beard greasy. There is like a beard wax, right? Is that what you use? I've seen beard.
Why are you saying that like that? I don't have a beard.
You have
of
a goatee.
Bees. Yeah. I don't have like a huge thing going on.
Now, this texter, I like this. Crumbs in people's beards is already an ad for food. They're like, oh, what is that? Pizza Hut in the... that sounds good.
You know, I will attest to that. Sometimes you have cereal, and the cereal milk, Amy, this is a little bit gross. It dribbles down into the... And it gets kind of caught in here. And then about halfway through the day, I start to get kind of a rancid Fruit Loops milk smell.
Rotten milk.
And sometimes you got to really scrub that thing out. I use the same shampoo. I don't use conditioner because that's ridiculous. The only thing I use conditioner for, shaving.
Okay, that's not bad. That's but as someone wants to know, read text.
You have no new text.
Oh, they won't read your text anymore. Someone's wondering where you got that smiling.
You go into general settings, and then you actually, it's the emoticon is the emoticon or like emoji or something like that. Emoji, that's it. That's the language you have to select is like the alternate language, and it just shows up on your keyboard. So if you select emoji in your general settings, you'll be able to have a smiling pile
of
poo.
You learned something from Alex today. Coming up, we're going to talk about some interesting audio you may not have heard coming out of this devastation from the tornado in Oklahoma. You know how we like good news here. There has come some out of the tornado, and we'll talk about it next.
Outlet shopping is more accessible than ever just off I-15 exit 284 next to Cabela's at the new outlet at Traverse Mountain. The amazing collection of stores includes Utah's first Michael Kors outlets, La Crusade, Pro Image, Go Light, and Under Armour. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo Ralph Lauren, and more. Enjoy new stores from Motherhood Maternity, Oakley Vault, and Quiksilver.